The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Tmura Dav Gimel. We discussed in the previous shir, besides for laying a conceptual Ahashkofa framework for the Inyonim in the sector, really gives us a new look at the whole of Sefer Kachim, which is the Pasuk of Tmur, which is the end of Sefer Kachim. It's supposed to encapsulate the message of what that chelik of, this chelik of Torah is teaching us, trying to make us into. Now let's go back to the halacha definitions that we started discussing in the previous year. The fact that Tosfos says that the Tmura, it seems to be the way Tosfos says, is that the the fact that the second behemoth that he was meimer on becomes kodesh really happens by itself. That's not really the focus of the tzivui. The chelik ha-tzivui of tmura is lo yach lefenu v'lo yomrois. It's allowed. There's no mitik la'asein v'hoyu tmurasi yekodesh, whereas the Rambam and the Chinuch count as a mitzvah sasei v'hoyu tmurasi yekodesh. Now, the truth of the matter is that that does not necessarily mean to tell us that there's a lav, and then there's an asay to do. We discussed the concept of lav anitik lasay, which we have in our daf. Sreifas noisa, for instance, is the lav of leaving over the noisa. And then the asay is, if you did leave it over, go burn it. Don't take the froichim, don't take the beitzim. If you did chase away shalech to shalech asayim, that's the classic relationship of a lav and asay that's called lav anitik lasay. Gzeilo, let's say, gzeilo means don't steal. If you steal, hoshiv tishivenu loy. Don't take a mashkin of something that somebody needs for his parnosa, kichovel tachba loy. If you do, hoshiv tishivenu loy. If you take his beged, return to mayon, balayla, so on. There's a positive with a negative. Both of them are doings. Lav dafka, that's the definition of tmura. The tmura is chal by itself. It happens to be that the shita, the Rambam, it's a little bit more problematic in the Chinuch, because the Chinuch is mefakbeg on the shtigl of the Rambam, but the Rambam himself has many mitzvahs I say which are not necessarily things that one does. For instance, let's say Tumah V'Tayra. The Rambam counts the dinim of Tumah V'Tayra as a mitzvah. What are you supposed to do? There's no lav not to become Tumah. If a person becomes a Zov, a Balkari, then that's what he is. There's no chiyuv for him to be toivel, go to a mikveh and become tohor. If he wants to eat kachim, if he wants to be oivid b'migdash, he wants to eat trumas, then he has to be toivel himself. The institution of tumah v'tayra b'mishnah haRambam is kaveh shem b'fnei atzmo, and many different things in halacha which are not sivuyim, do this, don't do that, are still counted in the tayag according to the Rambam. So it could be that tmur, the institution of a behemoth being nitfas in the kedusha of a behemoth, because you tried to turn X into Y, both of them are kodesh, it could very well be that that's what tmur is. It's not mechayev us to believe that according to the Rambam, the tmura is that you create the second behemoth. It could very well be that the Torah creates, and still it's called your asay, because the institution of tmura in and of itself is a mitzvah asay. Ha'omnom. You look at the chinuch closely, the lashon of the chinuch is that what's the mitzvah say at tmura? The mitzvah is to be noig both behemois b'kedusha. Means to say, it doesn't sound like there's a lav on what you did. We started discussing this definition the previous year. There's a lav of what you did to the first behemoth. You tried to take off the kedusha from the first behemoth, and there's an assay of on the second behemoth. The chinuch puts both of them together, that the assay is to be noig with both behemoths kedusha. Meaning to say, not that there's a lav on one, and there's an assay on the second behemoth, the assay is koilo the kedusha on both of them. It could very well be, others want to point a finger to a machlek sub yechon and shlok shon daf tes, the amiroim argue, whether if, let's say you have, we'll call Behema A, B, and C. You were Maimir, you said, Behema A was a carbon, you were Maimir, and you said that B should be in place of A. So, B becomes a carbon. What happens then if thereafter you try to be Maimir C from A? Can you be Maimir from a Behema that already had Tmura done? Now, if we would say, Lamashul, that you tried to be Maimir from Behema B, So you can't be Mehmet from Behemet B. Why? Because Behemet B is only a product of a Chalois Tmura. It's not an original carbon. So on a Behemet that is Kedushas Tmura, there are differences in the Kedusha of a Behemet, a Shehemer Boy, and a Behemet that was Niskadish for real, properly. So also one of those is that you can't use that as a spin-off. The Tmura is not Chal when you try to be Mehmet from B to C. But why not from A? A is a regular Behemet. We understand the chinuch that the pshat is that be'etzem he tried to transfer the kedusha of A to B. The pshat is be'etzem the mitzad his ma'isa the kedusha should have gone from A to B, similar to opinion. Except that's a lav; it's a distortion. One mustn't do it. So in the middle of the Torah says because of that lav, in order to combat that that distortion, that's what we magged him in the previous shit. In order to uproot that kilkel. The Torah said you have to be knowing the Lashon of the Chinuch with both of them, B'Kedusha. If that's the case, the second one being Kodosh is certainly a product of a Chiddush HaTorah. It's not a regular Behemah's Kodshim, it's a Behemah of Tmura's Kodshim. The first one also, the first one should have been Chulam because the Kedusha should have been transferred to the second one. The Torah says now in order to combat, to be Mitakin that Kilkul, I want both of them to be Kodesh. So the Behemoth, the first one, should have been Chulun. It's only a product of the Chalois Tmura on both of them that keeps the first one Kodesh. So you can't be Meimer, not from A and not from B. C won't be able to be Nitvas, be Kedushas Tmura, not from B and not from A. Others want to say that's the Machloikis over there between the Yechon and Shlokish. Means say, Hayyotzim Advarim, that one way of looking at Tmura is by saying that there's a lav over here of being Mamer B from A. The lav is to try to take off the Kedusha from A. The Torah penalized the Oysa by being Magdish B. The Maisa of taking off the Kedusha from A doesn't work. The Torah penalized, the Torah made that the Kedusha should be Chalos on B. It can't be that that's your mitzvah saseh, at least not if we look at a mitzvah saseh as a doing, because you didn't do B. That was the Torah's Chalos. If we say, like we just said, that Rabbi Yochanan and Rav Tess sounds like he's saying that what happens is when you're magdish, a tmura, so what happens is you're magdish, the chiv is that now the kedusha is chal on both. It's mikrech your maisa tmura, and it's chal on both. So it comes out that the behema of A and B both have a kedusha as a product of your maisa tmura. It's not something that the Torah just did as a penalty, but the pshat is that that is what happens. That's the Torah says that's what happens when you do a ma'aseh tmura. So then that's called you did it. Let's take this a step further. On Dav Zayin, Rabbi Yochanan l'chayol l'shitase holds that a meimer bal mum is over. That means, let's say a person has, there's a lav of being magdish a bal mum. Torah says, and Pasha say more. That to be magdish a bal mum for a carbon in and of itself, not only to bring a bal mum, but even to be magdish a bal mum, not just as bedek habayis, as property of egdish, but to be magdish as a carbon is a lav. What happens if one is magdish a, not one is magdish, one is meimer a bal mum from a behema, which is a tmimu? Rabbi Yochanan holds that he's over on the lav being magdish a bal mum. What do you mean? He wasn't magdish it. The Torah penalized him by making that behema kodesh. He was magdish? Yeah. According to the way we just said, Shita Sabi Yochanan is, that Tmura is not just that the Torah penalized that Behema B, that you were Meimer on and you wanted it to be B'mkoim A, that the Torah penalized that that's also Kaddish, but what the Torah says, you've been magdish a Kedusha on A and B. If that's the case, you've been magdish a Balmum. That's Sabi Yochanan. L'shitasei. And that's really the Shakotai of the Gemara over there is around that point. Rish Lakish has a whole discussion over there whether that's true or not. Rish Lakish Lishidase. He holds that's not pshat that you were magdish that behemoth. Another place where this comes up is Rabbi Yochanan Lishidase and Dav Gimel, where the Gemara by us says that Rabbi Yochanan holds that Tmura is not a lav she'ein boy ma'isa. Why is it not a lav she'ein boy ma'isa? L'chayra, it's bidibura. And the definition Rabbi Yochanan says, which we'll delve into, we'll discuss by Richus in the next Shem Yetz Hashem, Rabbi Yochanan says, "Bidibura is avid ma'isa." Enoch Anami, that the power that created the Tmura is only a dibur, but that dibur created something. It's not like a nishba where he just makes a shua, it's just a verbal violation. The verbal over here created something which is real, which is a chalois, which is a chalois of kedusha in a behemah. B'dibura is avid ma'isa. The same train of thought would tell us that Rabbi Yochanan l'shitas. So that's why there's a member in the Gemara that says that Meimar is alav shem b'ma'isa holds that the tumur is chal by itself. That's the shitas of shlofish. That's what the Brai said. Rabbi Yochanan himself held that b'dibura is avid ma'isa because you created the kedusha on the mev. You created it, so mele b'dibura is avid ma'isa. All that is Rabbi Yochanan l'shitas. Again, it's a bochum lachlak, shlofish argues in both places. The Brai said that Gimel we'll discuss in the next shir. To take this a step further, how this plays in the sugya of Lav Shem Be'Maisa that's discussed by us, and how that plays in with the sugya of Yavad Loi Mahani of Abaye V'Rova that's coming up.
The Daf Yoimi audio series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the Center for Halacha Consultations, Service, Educational Seminars, or Media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you could email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.